Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leili Nishmas, Mars, Sheina, Basar, Ruvain, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah, and Leili Nishmas, Mars, Tikva, Basar, Saadia, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And with Mishnah Tes, we continue with more cases. Shalosha Achin Nesuin Shalosh Nachriyos. Over here we have three brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi, but in this case, they're not married to sisters. They're all married to random women. And we'll give them names, Sar, Rivka, and Rachel. They're not related whatsoever. Umes Achad Mehem, and one of the brothers died, so Ruvain died, Va'asaba Sheni Mimer, and the second brother Shimon, he did Mimer to Ruvain's wife, Va'mes, and then Shimon died. So here we have two women now falling to Levi, and again, these two women are not sisters. Still, in this case, what's necessary? Harei luchatois v'loimis yavmais. In this case, they need chalitza, and one of them is not allowed to get yibum. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, umes achad mehem, if one of them dies, yavama yavay aleha, her yavam should come to her. And what does that mean? We're going to read this first in the Mishnah and then explain it. She'aleha zikas yavam echad. Yibum is only allowed to happen if she has a zika because of one yavam. V'loisha aleha zikas shnei yavamim, and not that she has a zika of two yavamim. So let's review what happened over here. Ruvain died, and instead of Shimon being miyabim his wife, Shimon did mimer to her. And according to what we just learned, and what we've understood up until now about mimer, this is not a full connection, a full marriage in between Shimon and Ruvain's wife. And that means that this is still somewhat considered Ruvain's wife, and it's not 100% Shimon's wife. And that means that when Shimon dies, and now the only surviving brother is Levi, so Levi has these two women in front of him, one of them is 100% Shimon's wife, but one of them is also still partially Ruvain's wife, but also partially Shimon's wife. And that's what the Mishnah means by saying that she has zikas shnei yevamin. Levi has a bond or zika with this woman that's coming from two of his brothers. First, she was Ruvain's wife, and she's still kind of Ruvain's wife, and then she's kind of Shimon's wife. And we learn from the pasuk that in that situation, Levi's not allowed to do yibum because she's coming from two husbands and not one. However, now we have a machlekes. Reb Shimon says, miyabim leizu shiirtza, he could do yibum to whichever one he wants, v'chayotz l'shniya, and he just does chalitza to the other one. And this is because Reb Shimon holds that mimer either works 100% or doesn't work 100%. So that means that Reuven's original wife is either still his wife completely, and she's not Shimon's wife at all whatsoever, or it means she's 100% Shimon's wife and not Reuven's wife. And therefore, there's no problem of Zika Shnei Yevamin, and that's why Levi is allowed to do Yibum to whichever woman he wants. Back to discussing two brothers married to two sisters, Shnei Achin, Nesuin Shtei Achayos, two brothers married to two sisters, Umes Achad Mehen, and one of the brothers, let's say Reuven, he dies, Ba'achar Kach Mesa Ishtai Shel Sheni, and then the wife of the second one died. Shimon's wife died. Harezu Asura Olav Olamis, Reuven's wife is forever Asur to Shimon, Hayol V'Nesur Olav Shal Achas, since at one point in time she was Asur to him. We've already discussed this before. Since when Reuven died, Shimon wasn't allowed to marry Reuven's wife, because she's Achais Ishtai, so even though Shimon's wife now died, she's still Asur to marry Reuven's wife. And now moving on to Mishnah Yod, we're not going to be discussing Yibum whatsoever, as Mishnah's only brought because it's very similar to what we've been discussing up until now, two men married to two women, and then something happened. So Mishnah tells us, Shnaim shekitchu shtei nashim, two random men, they're not brothers, and they are mekadesh, two random women, not sisters. U'bashas k'nisasin l'chuppa, and then after chuppa, after they got married, hechlifu shel zeh l'zeh v'shel zeh l'zeh, they switched wives, and that's really inappropriate, and that's a huge isser. So in such a case, harei ilu chayavim mishum eshes ish, they're chayav because of eshes ish, each man was with somebody else's wife, and so they would have to bring a karban because of this. Now let's add another level onto this. Let's say these two men were brothers, so we add another isser on, mishum eshes ach. They're also iver because of the wife of his brother. Since they switched wives, well, that means that Reuven is with his brother's wife, and Shimon's with his brother's wife, so that's an extra isser. Now let's add another level on, v'mhayu achayos, let's say these two women were also sisters, well then we have another isser, mishum isha shel achaysa. He's also iver for being with the sister of his wife. And adding on one more isser, v'mhayu nidais, if these women were nida, which means that they're tameh, and a man is not allowed to be with a woman when she's a nida, so mishum nida, these men are also iver for being with a nida. Now practically, what are we supposed to do in this case? So mafrishan oisan shlesha chadashim, we separate these women from their husbands for 3 months, Shema Mubar is saying, maybe they became pregnant, and if they became pregnant, then that means that the child's a mamzer, and it takes 3 months for us to see if a woman's pregnant, so for 3 months, they have to be separated from their husbands. However, v'mhayu ketanois she'inon ru'uyais leilad, Let's say these women were very young, anois, and they're not able to have children, so then machzir noisan miyad, we can give them back to their husbands right away. Vim hayu kaihanois, if these women were kaihanim, meaning their fathers were kaihanim, so nifslu min hatruma, they now are pasul from eating truma, because since they had a relationship that was usher to them, that makes them pasul, and they're not allowed to eat truma anymore. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Dalid, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.